I want to give a very special welcome to all of our churches joining in for Vision Weekend. My name is James Grogan. I'm the lead pastor of our network of churches, and I am so excited to share the first part of this message on video with all of our churches together in this one moment. And then I'm going to hand it off for the second part of the talk to each of our location lead pastors to share some local vision and application of what we're going to be talking about today. Now, Vision Sunday is an opportunity for us to really do two things. One, to look back at last year and celebrate God's faithfulness for how we got here. And then two, to look ahead to where God is calling us to step out in courage and to step out in faith for this next year. We are also today going to be unveiling our word for the year and a verse for the year that really will serve as a rallying point and a prayer point for us as a community throughout 2019. Now, as we look back at 2018, I gotta tell you, we have a lot to celebrate and say thank you to God for. What we've seen as a network of churches, I gotta tell you, it is not ordinary, it's extraordinary. It's not natural, I believe that it is supernatural. And so I think it is so important that we recognize right up front that God's hand has been on our church and what a privilege it is to be a part of what God is doing in our midst. 2018 was a really important year for us. It was kind of smack dab in the middle of this two-year cannonball generosity initiative. And this two-year journey, believe it or not, is nearing an end. And this two-year journey has been all about us jumping all into Jesus' mission and making some really big Kingdom of God waves together. And I'm so grateful to report to you that in 2018, the waves were rolling. Now, you might remember we organized our goals as a church for this season around four types of waves. Now, the first one is our wave of mission. This is our weekly ministry happening at all of our churches, our operational budget. Then our wave of compassion. This is our missions and outreach efforts. Then we said we want this season to create a wave of multiplication, which is our church planting and residency programs. And then finally, a wave of engagement. This is an opportunity for us to have facilities upgrades to the places we own and put us in position to purchase facilities in places we're still set up and tear down. And in each of these waves, we saw God move. And we, in fact, saw our vision move forward in significant ways, wave after wave after wave. Is a lot of wave making. And let me tell you, these are family wins that we can celebrate across our entire church network. God has been so very good to us, and we have so much to celebrate and say thank you to Him for. Now, you got to know if you're new around here that you are in a church that embraces change. It's actually one of our core values. We don't ever want to be a church that settles into a safe, no risk, no faith existence. We want to always do two things. We always want to look back and celebrate what God has done and be grateful for how he's been faithful, while at the same time letting that catapult us forward, always looking ahead, always trusting God even more in the next season. And this is what our Vision Weekend is all about. We want to approach 2019 full of faith and courage, boldly stepping into all of God's plans for us. And the first big step for us as a network of churches this year is the next 8 weeks. And we are calling the next 8 weeks in our church the final lap, because it represents the final 8 weeks of this 2-year generosity initiative that we've all been on, Cannonball. I mean, can you believe it? If you've been around here for a few years, if you've been with us during this entire journey, that we just have 8 weeks left. On April 6th and 7th, that weekend, we will have our Cannonball Celebration Weekend. And in this final lap, we want to do everything we can to finish strong. We want to give our best to see all that God wants to accomplish in us and through us. In the 2008 Olympics, one of the greatest final laps in the history of swimming happened by our very own US of A swimmer, Jason Lezak, in the 4x100-meter freestyle. The USA team, including the great Michael Phelps, found themselves behind in the final lap of that relay race, having to chase down the then world record holder in the 100 meter from France. And what happened next was the fastest ever split, the fastest ever final lap in the event's history.
I just don't think they can do it, Dan. I mean, Jason Lezak has been there how many times in his career has he anchored this free relay and medley relay, but I just don't think he can do it. He's trying to ride that wave as much as possible.
Bernard is pulling away from him.
Lezak, world record,
a three-time Olympian. World record is absolutely going to be shattered here. The United States try to hang on a second. They should get the silver medal. Australia is in bronze territory right now, but Lezak is closing a little bit on Bernard. Can the veteran chase him down and pull off a shocker here?
Well, there's no doubt that he's tightening up.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, what a final lap. And that is how we want to finish this 2-year generosity journey. With our best 8 weeks, we want to finish strong and go after those God-sized goals with all that we have, leaving it all out on the field. Or maybe as they say in swimming, all in the water. I actually don't know what they say in swimming. Maybe I just made that up. But this is why our theme verse for the year 2019, let me introduce it to you, as a community, is Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. It says this, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." You see, we want this verse to be a point of prayer and a consistent rallying point for us as a community to point back to throughout this year. We want to go after all the things that God has for us in 2019 with perseverance, not giving up, not giving in, while keeping our eyes on Jesus the entire time. Because Jesus is our goal. He is our finish line. He is what this is all about. You see, it is through God's Spirit in us that we have been able to accomplish everything that has brought us to this point in our church's history. And I am so excited to report to you that during this 2-year journey, man, we have accomplished a lot. We've actually hit historic levels of both participation and generosity. We have more individuals and families giving and contributing than ever before in the history of our church. We also have historic levels of generosity. We've never had more resources than we do now to do ministry and missions than we've had in this 2-year cannonball window. And so I'm so happy to report to you on this Vision Weekend that this two-year Cannonball journey has been amazing, and it has helped us as a community to do things and accomplish things that we have never done before. So make no mistake, this season has been a great one. We've accomplished a lot, and I am so grateful to God for what He has done. But I need to let you know that there are still some things on our original Cannonball list that we feel called to do that we are not on pace to accomplish and are only going to be able to accomplish by our collective generosity. If we think of this last 8 weeks like a final lap, right, in swimming, here is what it could look like. If our levels of giving stay where we are at over this last 8 weeks of Cannonball, we are on pace to finish up about $4 to $5 million short of our secondary original goal. Now, just to be clear, that does not mean that we are short on budget, okay? We are doing fine, we are paying all of our bills, and we have savings in the bank. This shortcoming just means there are a list of projects out there that we're gonna have to wait on. So imagine with me that we stay on the pace we are now. I wanna let you know, we are gonna be able to fully fund two of our four waves. Our wave of mission goals will be met, and all of our wave of compassion goals, which is our outreach and our missions, and a big part of that being fully funded is the Christmas offering that we just received. So thank you. Two of those four waves, fully funded. Absolutely amazing what we've been able to do. So in other words, we will break our own PR, which stands for personal record of participation and generosity. So if we stay on this pace, we are gonna break records and we are gonna have a lot to celebrate on April 6 and 7. Yet what will be left on the docket are some of our wave of engagement projects and wave of multiplication goals. But I just believe if everyone does something, God can do everything. And really, this has always been the story of our church, that when we've stepped out in faith and in courage, God has done the miraculous over and over and over again. And I believe He will do it again in 2019. So if every one of us simply do what our theme verse says, let's keep our eyes on Jesus these last 8 weeks, and let's run our race. Let's finish with perseverance. Here's what I think we could stretch for. Here's some stretch goals. These would push us beyond our PRs into like world record breaking as a church. The first one is our wave of multiplication. We could fully fund two new churches and one church relaunch for about $400,000. This is launching East Lake Church Zona Rio in the heart of Tijuana. It would enable us to lease a commercial building and then renovate it to have a great church right in the heart of the city. This is also helping launch not one of our own churches, but a partner church, Reve Church, a new church in Carmel Valley that is going to start this year in September. And then this would allow us to purchase equipment. The third one is for a relaunch of our Imperial Beach Church, which is moving into a new location to better serve that community. So the wave of multiplication, we have about $400,000 stretch goal. Now, we also have the wave of engagement. And this one is about some needed facility upgrades at the properties that we own that we'd like to accomplish. And we could do this for about $500,000. That would include a youth ministry room remodel in Chula Vista. That's the only kids and youth space not remodeled in Chula Vista. It would include a youth community space in our Torrey Pines church, and then a community gathering space and also some kids upfits in our Venice church location in West LA. And so that makes a $900,000 stretch goal in this final lap. Now, again, I believe we can do this. And I'm giving us specifics on this for two reasons. One, a specific prayer, and two, a specific challenge. And so first of all, let's pray specifically over the next 8 weeks. Let's ask God once again in our community, in our church, to do the miraculous in the last 8 weeks, to show up big and to do something so amazing that only He can get the credit. And then two, let me give us all a specific challenge, because I really believe if everyone does something, God can do everything. And so let's make this final lap our best lap. Like Jason Lezak's world record split, let's set some personal best in the last 8 weeks of this cannonball journey. So here's my specific challenge to everyone. Do something. That's always been our primary goal in this journey, 100% participation. That we'd all jump into Jesus' mission full of faith and full of courage. And so let's end as strong as we began. So let me just close by my section and by talking to the different groups of people that I know are hearing this and give each group a step that you can take. The first group is those of us who made a 2-year commitment. And maybe we find ourselves a little bit behind as we come with 8 weeks to go. I simply want to encourage you to keep trusting God this final lap with the same faith that you had when you first jumped in. You see, this journey, it is not about a number. It's about our faith. And I want you to finish this thing trusting Jesus and experiencing His grace on your life. So do what you can to finish strong. And then trust Jesus with the results. The second group is those of us who made a 2-year commitment and we are on pace to fulfill that commitment, or maybe we have already fulfilled that commitment. My wife, Rebecca, and I are in this group. We made 2 years ago the biggest generosity commitment in our lives, and I gotta tell you, it was scary. But you know what we've seen over the last 2 years? We've seen God show up in miraculous ways in our life, in our faith, and in our finances. We have been stretched, but we are grateful. And I want to ask you, if you find yourself in this group, like my wife and I want to ask you to finish strong, giving your best. Let's not just coast easily to that finish line. And so maybe you'd consider giving an extra gift, giving more than you thought you could as a testament to God's blessing on you, and then also helping us reach this stretch goal. And then the third group is those of us who maybe did not make a 2-year generosity commitment, or maybe you're new to the church and you weren't even here when we started this thing. And if you are new in the last 2 years, I gotta tell you, you are a big reason that why the rest of us have prayed and given. Because we decided a long time ago as a church that we would always be a community that would make room for more. That we'd give and we'd serve and we'd sacrifice so there would always be room for the next group of people and the next families and the next kids and the next students to come and to hear the good news of Jesus in a warm, welcoming environment. And so if you are newer and this is now your faith community, my challenge to you is simply, would you join us in generosity for the last 8 weeks and see how God blesses you and moves your heart toward Himself as you do your own cannonball with the rest of us. Again, here's what I know. If everyone does something, I know God can do everything. I would love for us as one church, in one heart, in one mind, under one spirit, to read our theme verse together as we transition this message. Could we all do that? Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Let's read this out loud. Everybody everywhere, ready, go. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
Yeah. Well, hello. Hey, good to see you. Thank you for being out here on Vision Weekend. I'm so excited about where we are headed as a community in 2019. And grab that outline out of your program because I want to give you our word for the year that goes along with our verse for the year, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. And both of these things we want to serve, as I said earlier, points of prayer throughout the year and really rallying points throughout the year. That as God works in our heart and in our lives and in this church community, that we would let this be the lens by which we see what God is up to. And so because of that, our word for the year, go ahead and write it down, is clarify. Clarify. Because really, that's what Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 is all about. I mean, think about that theme verse that we just read out loud together. What is it doing? Well, it is helping to clarify what we are supposed to be running after, God's plan and God's mission for our life. It also says who we need to stay focused on throughout this next year. Jesus, that we fix our eyes on him, and that he is indeed the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, and we run towards all that God has for us. How? With perseverance. That's what that verse says. And so here's what I want you to do if you're taking old school notes, pen and paper. Go back up in that theme verse and just underline that little phrase that says, a race marked out for us. And here's what I want you to consider for a moment. Do you believe that God has a race marked out for you in 2019? Like, has it crossed your mind that God has a plan and a purpose for you this year, and that plan and purpose is good? That God wants to do a good work in your life, that he wants to bless you, that he has paths for you to take and differences for you to make and people for you to love and impact this year? God has a race marked out for you, and he's got a race marked out for me. And this year in 2019, we want to see that clearly. We want to remove obstacles that would make us try to doubt God's good plan for our life. We want to make clear the path that God has for us, and then we want to run that path with perseverance. And so when it comes to this idea of race marked out for us and God's mission for our life, here's what you need to know. There are two parts to God's mission for you and for me, and they are interdependent of each other, meaning that for it to work at its best, these two things actually intersect and rely on one another. And so in 2019, here's a couple quick things that we want to clarify. The first one is this. We want to clarify our individual mission. Write that in there. We want to clarify our individual mission. Think of it like this. When I talked about the two parts, first of all, there is an individual mission to God's plan for your life. Go ahead and bring up that next. There it is. There's an individual mission for God's plan for your life, meaning God wants to take all of who you are, your past, your story, your gifts, your talents, your passions, the places that you work, the people that you come in contact with, the school that you go to, the neighborhood that you live in. God wants to take all of who you are, and he wants to use all of that so that you could be sent out on his mission to all those people and all those places. There's an individual race marked out for you this year. God's plan for you this year, unique to you. And so this year, my prayer for you is that you would see all of your life as meant to be lived on Jesus' mission. That you would look at your job and your neighborhood and your school and your friendship and those sports teams that your kids play on as God opportunities, as a race marked out for you. That there are people for you to love, there are people for you to encourage, there are people for you to bless. And there are differences that God has already planned for you this year to make. And so my prayer is that that would be more clear for you this year than ever before. There's an individual part to all of our mission. But then secondly, in 2019, we want to clarify this. Go ahead and write it down. That we all have a collective mission. You see, the sweet spot for you to step into the race marked out for you, as our verse for the year says, is not just the individual mission, but it's also this collective mission. Can you bring it up where they're all on here together? There we go. There's a collective mission for you to play. And this means the part that you play in the local church. Like God has a place for you to be a part of a church and be committed to it. And together, when we all contribute, we can do things that we could never do alone. That's what we just saw and just celebrated in that vision video for this weekend. That in 2018, we accomplished more and we did more than any one of us could ever do alone. And so there's a collective mission meant to be played in our church. And we all have a part to play with our time, with our talent, and with our treasure. People that we are going to reach together as a community that we could never reach alone. And so the sweet spot is when these two things come together. If you are going to run the race marked out for you this year, it is when these two pieces come together and you are living on mission in your individual life. and you are part of the church and on mission collectively. And the reason is because it is in this space here that we have the relationships and we get the encouragement and the support. This is meant to be our team. The church is meant to be a family that encourages us and blesses us and helps us learn to live this Jesus way so that when we're over here, we can live on mission with Jesus. This is how the body of Christ is supposed to work. And so there are these two parts to Jesus' mission. And what you need to know is that collectively, man, this year, we are going to continue to go after some things as a community in 2019 with faith and with courage. Because Cannonball, even though it's going to be over in 8 weeks, a lifestyle of jumping all into Jesus' mission, man, that should never stop. Like as we follow Jesus, we should always surrender and always sacrifice and always throw ourselves into God's mission in greater ways and in new and exciting ways. And so even though it's going to be over, this is a lifestyle that we really want to live in a church, as a church. And that's why in 2019, we are doing some things. We're starting new churches and we're adding new services. Like we're not shrinking back. Like we're moving forward. And so Sunday night services that start next week here in Chula Vista, why is it that we're doing that? We're doing that because we think we can reach some people in those services and those times that we can't reach. People that are busy and working Saturday, Sunday morning, or just people that are hungover and sleeping in. Whichever category that is. That they can show up on Sunday night at 5 o'clock and after all the kids' sports are done. And they can really start their week out centered on Christ. And so we're doing that Sunday night, English at 5 o'clock. We're starting a Spanish service at 6:30. Why are we doing that? The reason is we want to reach people that are more comfortable that would be their first language. And they might not, you know, step into the doors of an English service, but that could be something that could reach them. And so what are we doing in 2019? We're going to continue to jump all in. We're going to continue to do cannonballs and throwing ourselves into Jesus' mission that he has for us. We're going to continue to invest heavily into the next generation in our church, helping kids see Jesus clearly, helping middle school and high school students discover that God has a plan for their life, that he loves them and his purposes for them are good during some of the most difficult years, in those adolescent years. Like we're going to invest heavily in the next generation. We're going to continue in 2019 to invest in leaders through our leadership college and our pastor in residence programs to start new churches, to reach new people. We're going to do our I Heart campaign again in 2019 where we bless our city and we serve our city through that weekend. We're going to continue our partnerships with great organizations locally, regionally, and globally that are making a difference in the world. Like we are not at all taking our foot off the gas when it comes to Jesus' mission. We want to individually lean into that and then collectively lean into that as well. And then here's the third thing that we want to clarify, and this is what I think our theme verse talks about, is that we want to clarify the source to accomplish this mission. Our theme verse, if you look back at it, it says, run the race marked out for us. And then it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. You see, that verse is saying that Jesus is our foundation. He is our model to follow. He is our sustainer of faith to persevere and run the race marked out for us. And Jesus gave us, he gave us a gift. He gave us a real simple act to always remember that he is our source. That our strength and our ability to do any of the things that he has called us to do, to be the person that he's called us to be, it doesn't come from us, but it comes from him. And that gift that he gave us to always remember is communion. We're going to receive communion together in just a moment. And if you're new around here, I want to let you know we practice open communion. That simply means you don't have to be a member. This could be your first time here. You don't have to have gone to a special class. If you're here and you would like to participate in this physical reminder of a spiritual reality that Christ's body was broken and nailed to a cross, that his blood poured out to cover our sin and give us new life. And if you would like to remember that with us, then everybody is welcome to do that. I'm going to, in fact, invite you right now, if you grab those communion elements in the seat in front of you. If you're in a parent viewing room, I think they'll be back on a shelf in the back of the room. If you're on a patio, why are you on a patio? It's like 56 degrees, man. What are you doing out there? Go ahead and just get those in your hand. You know, Jesus took two very common things, bread. I mean, in every culture, in every country throughout history, I mean, bread is, it's kind of the sustaining element in cultures. It's the most common food made in different ways, right? Loaves, slices, God's way, tortillas, right? Like, I mean, bread is different everywhere, but bread is regularly, it's like the sustaining element. In the Old Testament, bread was what God provided to the children of Israel. It was called manna, that they would wake up in the morning on their journey out of slavery, heading to the promised land, you know, and there was tortillas for everyone to pick up. Every single morning, it was amazing. And so the Old Testament, like bread throughout Scripture, is this symbolism of sustenance, like sustaining. And in the New Testament, did you know that Jesus called himself the bread of life? In other words, he called himself the source. Our theme verse says, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. In other words, he's the one that started it all, and he's the one that will finish it all. In you, in me, and in our world. And so when we eat this bread today, we are believing that Jesus is the bread of life. When you come to communion, eating is believing. And so maybe today, as we eat this bread in just a moment, it will be the first day that you believe that Jesus is your sustainer of life, that he is the forgiver of your sins. Or maybe if you believed years and years ago, every time we come to the Lord's table and eat, we are reaffirming that belief in who Christ is as the source of our new life and the sustainer of our life every single day. And then when we drink the cup, an ordinary thing, everyone drinks, I mean, how many times a day? Multiple times a day. But Jesus said this cup would be a new covenant. It would represent a new promise, that it would be his blood that covers all sin, our sin. I'm gonna invite you to stand with me if you would. I'm gonna give us a moment. Go ahead and open that first layer if you would, and get just the bread in your hand. And then I'm gonna give us a moment of reflection. And here's what I'd like you to consider as we come to the Lord's table just before we receive these elements. Have you been living this first month of 2019 like there is a God race marked out for you? Would you say that that has been clear, or would you say that it's been blurred? Let God make it clear today. As you receive communion, make it your prayer to say, God, help me step into all that you have for me this year, individually, in my life, in my neighborhood, on my job. God, help me run the race marked out. Give me your grace where it's needed. We receive his forgiveness today. Let's all take a moment of silence and reflection, and then we'll receive these elements together. At a meal with his friends, Christ took some bread and he broke it and he said, this is my body broken for you. Let's eat the bread and remember Jesus. Now, if you'll open the cup, let's drink the cup and remember that Jesus paid it all. Go ahead and set those back down. I'm going to lead us in a prayer, and then we are going to close with a congregational prayer, meaning we're all going to pray the words of this next song. And if you're new around here, you might not know that. You're like, why do churches sing? It's because we're killing time. Right? Like, no, that's not why. Right? Like, we sing because those are prayers. You know, like those are things that we're saying, God, we want you to do this in our lives and in our community and through us in our community. And so this is a great prayer. You know it if you've been around here. It's a song called Do It Again. And so on this Vision Weekend, we want to finish by saying, like, recognizing, God, you have done miracles in this church for over 25 years. Like, you've done more than anybody could have ever asked or imagined. And God, you get all the glory. But this weekend, we're standing here at the end of this service saying, God, would you do it again? Like, we're not going to just be satisfied and coast on the past, but we're going to let that give us great faith to catapult us forward into what God has for us again. And so we're going to do that collectively, but I want you to also pray this individually. That if you're starting this year and there's some brokenness in you, there's some hurt in you, there's some regret in you, there's some doubt in you, understand that this is your song of faith, this is your song of courage, that God can do it again in you, that he can forgive, that he can heal, that he can restore, that he can help you see clearly his love for you, his grace for you, and the purpose that he has for you this year. So let me pray for us, and then I want us to sing this out together. God, we do thank you today for all that you have done. And God, we come here with grateful hearts, giving you all the glory, giving you all the praise, giving you all the honor. And God, I do ask that what you've done in the past would catapult us to the future with even greater faith. And so God, I pray that you would clarify for us the race marked out for each one of us this year. That you would help us to see your love, to experience your grace, to hear your voice more clearly than we ever have before. And so God, as this song says, we pray that you would do it again, that you would give us more grace, that you would give us more freedom in our life, that you would help us live more aware of your kingdom work and your mission. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray this together.
Thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never fail me, yeah. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me. Praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise. God rose from the grave on the third day. We declare that in this place. Come on, let's sing it out. I'm singing.